Thank you and good afternoon. Law enforcement agencies remain on scene in the Witchpeck area as they continue their marijuana eradication operation, which was initiated by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office on Monday. So far, 8 search warrants have been served on different parcels of property. Over 10,000 marijuana plants have been eradicated, while over 600 pounds of processed bud were confiscated. Along with 6 other agencies, the Yurok Tribal Police Department also assisted the Sheriff's Office in the operation. Vice Chairperson of the tribe, Susan Mastin, said that the illegal grows targeted pose a severe threat to our natural resources of water and our way of life. An environmental scientist was also brought on scene, to which he described it as an environmental disaster. The Yurok tribe and the National Guard spent $30,000 at one grow site to clean up a large accumulation of garbage, broken vehicle parts, and other items. The multi-agency operation could continue going into next week. The Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for 24-year-old Nicholas Kane Anderson, who is the prime suspect in a series of burglaries in the Willow Creek area in the last 60 days. On Sunday, a sheriff's deputy responded to the Coho Cottages on Willow Road after a burglary report. An undisclosed amount of cash was stolen from the office, and deputies dusted for fingerprints that were later matched with Anderson's. Anderson was waiting for his arraignment date in court for an incident late last month, in which he was found in possession of over $1,500 worth of stolen property from the Bigfoot Supply in Willow Creek. Anderson was able to post a $25,000 bail. In the last 60 days, 23 burglaries were committed in the greater Willow Creek area, and Anderson is believed to be responsible for a number of those incidents. Anderson is described as a white male adult, 5'10", 200 pounds, with brown hair and eyes, and he may be driving an older blue Volvo sedan. In late June, Winship Middle School in Eureka was the target of vandalism, as over 20 windows were broken, causing $5,000 worth of damage. At that time, no suspects had been identified or located. Today, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested 6 juvenile boys between the ages of 13 and 16 who were involved in that incident, and they were booked into County Juvenile Hall for felony vandalism. The Sheriff's Office anticipates that more arrests will be made as the investigation into the vandalism continues. More and more California drivers are using their cell phone while driving a vehicle, according to a new study released on Tuesday by the Office of Traffic Safety and the California Highway Patrol. The state saw a 39% increase of drivers using their cell phone while operating a vehicle, which is the highest percentage recorded since 2012. Numbers from April's Distracted Driver Awareness Month show that more than 46,000 drivers in the state were ticketed for using a cell phone while driving, which is double the number of an average month. The consequences of using a cell phone while driving can potentially be deadly. The study also revealed that texting takes the driver's eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds, which means the driver is essentially driving blindfolded for 120 yards. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office has identified 29-year-old Scott Henry DeMartino as the suspect who was involved in the Mad River shooting Monday afternoon. The shooting near Lamb Creek Road resulted in one man being airlifted to a local hospital while another man was pronounced dead at the scene. Deputies did find a vehicle associated with DeMartino on State Route 36 and, along with assistance from other agencies, searched the immediate area in Forest Glen, but the search yielded no success. DeMartino is still at large and is considered armed and dangerous. An updated description has him listed as 5'11", 160 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. DeMartino also has a tribal tattoo across his shoulder blades. The investigation into a vehicle crash between a FedEx truck and a bus in Orland last year was closed with no indicating factors as to what caused the crash in a board meeting on Tuesday. The National Transportation Safety Board came away from that meeting calling for the need to improve safety in buses by improving emergency exits and flammability requirements. Investigators were unable to determine why the truck crossed the median and crashed into the bus, as lack of driver experience, alcohol and drug use, and mechanical errors were ruled out as a factor. They were also unable to find evidence of the driver being distracted, fatigued, or using an electronic device while driving. Board Chairman Christopher Hart said the following is unacceptable for anyone who survives a crash to perish in a post-crash fire because the exits were too hard to find or too difficult to use. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.